Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Go win it now! Yeah! What's up? Hey, Boston! I got the controls. I'm driving the bus.
No.
Yes, I am.
No.
You shut
that's
up.
That's over.
We will get to Evil Genius at some point during this show. It will be at 10:50, folks.
We're going to get to Evil Genius.
What a night. What a night!
We're going to talk a lot of Red Sox here today because we were given a couple of gifts yesterday.
Sure were.
Why is Jim showing me the number two? I can't hear anything right now.
Beetle just texted. He's 2 minutes away.
So what? I'm driving the bus right now.
Oh, no. Here. See? He's right here.
Damn it.
Right now.
Beetle's here, guys.
God.
The show was a disaster already for 45 seconds.
No, it isn't.
A little bit.
No, it isn't.
A little bit.
Talking about the excitement of what we're going to do at 10:50. We're starting with Tom Brady today, folks, because...
What, you ruin it already?
Tom Brady is the gift that keeps on giving. It really is. He really is. Little signs, little emojis. Now he's speaking in Espanol.
Well, he indicates on Instagram that 45 is back on.
Back on, baby. So what happened? Big heel turn, right? From
something happened.
Wrestling speak.
Something happened from a year ago when he's doing the
heel turn.
He's doing the Peter King interview a year ago.
Yeah.
To where he is 6 weeks ago with Jim Gray.
See, that's the
Oprah.
Key. We need the timeline of things we did yesterday. I thought we did a good job of that. Where keeping in perspective as to when he said this, and in a matter of days, he went from what he gave Oprah in her house in her backyard to what he gave Jim Gray at the Milken Institute, where he pled the fifth. To where now we get an Instagram post in Spanish. The 45 is the new 40. All right.
Well,
back
it's
on,
not,
baby.
Not necessarily a post of his own.
I don't think he speaks Spanish.
Well, 40 y cinco is not exactly deep level Spanish.
Oh, I could spell it.
Well, that's you.
Well, I didn't take Spanish, so shoot me.
This was a comment that he dropped yesterday. And don't forget, he's always said mid-40s, his guys, his quarterback coach,
yeah,
his gurus, they've always thrown out the number 45. They've talked about Nolan Ryan and 45, right? All that stuff. So 45's always been a number. And then yesterday, Tom Brady, instead of telling Oprah that he's thinking about it sooner rather than later, goes right back to 45 again as his number. Got to hit 45. Got to get there. So what has changed in the last 6 weeks? What's happened? Did Robert call him and say, hey, we got a new contract for you? Is the Oprah interview exactly what we suspected it might be, which is total fraud, leverage piece, trying to get the team to come to him, give him what he wants, give him his guy, give him his money, get the coach off his back? Did all that happen in the last 6 weeks? Has there been progress on that front? That's
maybe,
what I have to assume
maybe,
now.
Maybe
now that he's going
progress.
Back on everything he just said 6 weeks ago to Oprah that just aired on Sunday, and because that aired on Sunday, and people are talking about it, did Brady feel the need to send a signal that hey, that was 6 weeks ago, and that's we're undoing that now?
You know what? The environment.
I didn't mean it.
The internal environment may not be as bad as people think, but maybe they like to think that there is turmoil, and maybe they like the drama. Maybe they high-five each other that everybody's talking Patriots right. Not just us. I was on PFT, on Florio's show, Pro Football Talk, this morning. It's all Brady, 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 Belichick. Same stuff. We're sitting here watching Colin Cowherd yesterday. It's Brady, Belichick. Everybody across the country is talking about the Patriots. They're controlling what people talk about. And maybe they get off on that.
Who's controlling? Who's controlling what?
I don't know. Whoever's created this.
I don't know. It's your point. Who?
I mean, I'm just saying internally. You hear stuff that, you know, Bill and Alex are really good inside and sort of like, we're in the news again. How about that one? You know?
So you think Brady's going just effing with year. All of us? That's what you think is going on?
I think he just wants
to play games?
I think a lot of this was posturing for money. I think bottom line, and I think, and as you alluded to yesterday, you hope that he is posturing for money, and the Patriots should be working on a deal to get this done because that's in the better interest of all parties. Keep this thing rolling.
And the post was, if you don't know, this Instagram post was a picture of Brady on ESPN's account, and they put in the image his quote that said, "I think about it more than I used to. I think I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later." That was him talking to Oprah. They quoted it in the image. They also said as a caption on Instagram, "Tom Brady says he's still motivated to keep playing, but he knows he can't play forever." And that's where Brady drops in out of nowhere and comments from his account, "Quarenta y cinco, 45. I'm playing till 45. Well, where was that the other day? That's not what you just said. That's what you used to say. Now you're back to that? Now we're back on?
Snip, snap. You want me to get the vasectomy? I reverse it. I put it back on. Now you want kids. Snip, snap.
Jesus. So what's changed?
Yeah.
And were you just completely full of crap when you talked to Oprah? Which should be a relief to all of us. Should be a relief to all of New England.
I think we're starting
that Brady was full of crap on Sunday talking to Oprah.
Brady's not
stupid.
That
he was just posturing for more money or posturing for leverage with the team or whatever the hell he was doing. But it was all nonsense.
And playing to Oprah's audience.
What has he been doing? Wasting our time? Or was it legit and he got what he wanted as a result of doing that? That's, I think, the real question. And if he's willing to put the 45 up there on Instagram, how genuine is that? Hardy, were you lying to me then, or are you lying to me now?
Hey, you know, if he's lying, he doesn't know. You have to know the answer in order to tell the truth about it or lie about it, and he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He thinks he wants to play that long. He changes his mind. Changes his mind after his Super Bowl loss. Oh, it's not fun. I don't feel appreciated.
I turned the page quicker on this one.
Not going to play as long.
Maybe he's turning the page now. Maybe it's taken 4 months to get over that damn loss and not 2 weeks like he said.
I mean, does anybody really know? No. You think you're going to play for a certain amount of time.
That's the fun.
Your mind changes. Your body changes. You play longer than you expect. You don't play nearly as long as you expect. I think that's probably the more likely scenario for players. So he doesn't know. Yeah. Just because he says he's going to play till 45, all of a sudden you write it in stone and that's going to happen? It doesn't matter what he says. The fact is, he seems uncommitted, and that's the issue here. It's like I don't expect him to be able to hold to it because there's too many factors out of his control.
But the 45 is significant because this is what he used to say when he was fully committed, and there was never a doubt in our mind that he was committed and wanted to play until the end of freaking time. I mean, that's why it's significant. Because the number has meaning. The age has meaning that he threw out there yesterday. That, hey, I'm going back to the way I used to be. I mean, I get what you're
saying,
Hardy.
Something's changed.
I think you're right about everything that he said in all these interviews this offseason. But now this is one of those signals of, take what I've said all offseason. Yeah, I'm going back to the way I used to be. Go back and listen to Peter King's interview. Don't go listen to my Oprah interview. Right? It's more Peter King than it is Oprah.
And he's also what? He's Mr. Positive, right? It's the four verses of life or whatever it is. Positivity or what you need to be successful in life. Is Tom Brady a negative person? What's he always say? I try to be a positive person.
I don't find
him
to be a negative person, no.
I would tend to find this, if this is posturing, that this wears on him. This is a little bit of anxiety. Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure. That's not healthy. Either in or out. There's no meandering back and forth. Maybe you read another self-help book where it said, you got to be all in. It's 100, 110%. No such thing as 110%. It's either 100 or lower. Either you're 100 in or you're not. And maybe he said, this is it. I'm in. Maybe something clicked. At minicamp, maybe he liked being around the team. He likes it, right? That's what he tells us. He enjoys it. Maybe he had fun those 3 days. Maybe he wasn't as cranky as he seemed in his little 3.5-minute presser he did with the press when Edelman's suspension was talked about. This is all what we're talking about here. It's going to be exciting 5 weeks, man. They report 5 weeks. 5 weeks from now. I talked to somebody down there yesterday. They said they're expecting crowds like you wouldn't believe. They broke records last year. Had to put people up on the, the crosswalks. All up on the other. Open up the stadium so people could view practice.
Oh, people are excited
they're
about
worried.
The Patriots?
Well,
that's new.
Seriously, if you think this is it for Bill and Brady... Yeah, what do you think the excitement at camp when it opens is going to be?
617-779-0985. Phone number we're off and running. Brady with an Instagram comment that says, back on, I'm committed again.
Game
Final
on.
45, game on. That's what's going on with
Shall
Brady
we?
Today. 617-779-0985. We'll get your calls on Tom Brady. Does that make you feel better? It should make you feel better if you ask me. Oh, okay, something's happened here in the last 6 weeks. That, as well as later on this hour, we'll get into Evil Genius from last night.
Oh,
what a show. What a story. We'll touch on that later in the hour. David Price is a dope. That continues. We'll get to that today as well. A lot to get to here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's dancing behind movie scenes, behind the movie scenes. Sadi Rani, she's the one that keeps the dream alive. From the morning past the evening to the end of the life.
Brim full of Asher on the 45.
What the hell's going on?
Brim
thought Amy Winehouse
Asher
was dead.
45. Brim full of Asher on the
no.
45. Brim full of Asher on the 45.
What do you vote? I vote no.
Everybody needs a bosom.
Nope. Nobody needs this.
Jim, why are you playing the dance remix of that?
Sounds better than the other version.
No.
What the hell is this?
The Corner Shop original. This is like...
It's a cool show.
This is like Stairway to Heaven. You don't mess with this.
Beetle,
that's
you don't...
funky. You don't remember
this.
Corner
no.
Shop?
I don't remember
full
this.
Of Asha?
No.
A little before your time, maybe.
I thought for sure Fatboy Slim did a version of this, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, he got some good stuff.
I think you're reaching on this. I think you're
45?
Reaching just to get to a 45.
Yep.
What's 45?
There's some awful like Shine Down song
the
about down the
on?
Barrel of a 45. You
well,
do that one.
Is this a record?
Yeah, we found that one too. We
you mean you're awful. Talking about the little records?
Let's do
little
songs 45s? With 45s
yeah.
in them. Let's go to Will and Methuen on Tom Brady. Will.
Hey, so
hey.
Remember when he would say, I want to play for another 6-7 years? And, you know, it's 6-7 years isn't that close. But now
I don't remember 6 or 7 years
ever
being thrown out.
I remember saying that. When did he say that?
Five is the biggest number.
All right.
Five.
Whatever. So, you know, when I first heard him say to Oprah that he sees it coming sooner rather than later, the first thing I thought is that he realizes 45 is coming sooner rather than later. Not that he wants to retire in a year or two.
I agree. I agree with that.
That's what I'm looking at.
Okay, I think the thing you're thinking about, Will, is what Robert Kraft said when he said, remember he said Brady's going to play 6 or 7 more years? He said that back in March. But Brady never said that.
Brady, it never came out of Brady's mouth.
Brady
did. He's got to be careful because it's him.
Brady had an interview December of not last season, but the season before. So that would have been December of 16. When he did his weekly radio interview and said he planned on playing another 5+ years. At that time, he was 40. So he said at least till 45. That's what he said then. So he said 45 before. 45 has always been his number. The 6 or 7 years thing came from Robert Kraft. That did not come from Tom Brady directly. And what we have yesterday is Brady saying 45. So I'm not sure what the... You know, I guess the point would be if he had said 6 or 7 years, 45 is sooner rather than later, I guess. But why not just say it? If that were the case, why wouldn't he have just said 45 in the interview? Because he was trying to leverage somebody. He was trying to leverage the team into getting whatever it is he's exactly looking for. Anthony in Boston. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, I know I'm a day late to the show suggestions, but I wanted to throw out Borderline for Zoe if you like The Office.
I do.
I just caught Borderline on Netflix based on a buddy's suggestion, and I usually only give a show one episode.
Yep.
I crushed 2 seasons of it in about a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like me. Nice.
Like the British
Borderline.
PSA.
Oh, wait, but hold on. Are they British in that show?
They are British.
Oh my God! Oh, I might laugh the whole. I might laugh for 2 days straight.
Don't get distracted.
Show. What do you have? Short pants.
He'll get distracted
don't
with
eat
the accent.
All the spotted dick.
It's kind of like Always Sunny too, in that they have like an outline of their script, and then they make most of it up as they go.
Oh, off the cuff! I like that.
It's really good. I'm just curious: is there of that $12 million of cap space that's hanging out there? Is there a number that you think fits Tom and Gronk for these potential contracts they're trying to re-sign before the season, or is there a big bonus number? Are they holding on to that for trade bait or acquisitions late in the season? Just wanted to get your thought.
Okay. First of all, the Patriots cap space is very maneuverable.
Yeah.
The guy we always bring up.
Dwayne Allen.
Cut Dwayne Allen. Cut him right now.
Here's $6 million.
Cut Dwayne Allen.
Yep.
They've got more cap space than what it looks like they have. Or sure they do. They could easily create more space than what they currently have.
Like Jim said, you give Brady $1 million base and backload that thing, give him a big payment up front. That's all. Spread it out, right, Jim?
Okay, but what's the total
number?
No,
that's not what I said.
No, did you say that?
I said you could have kept Garoppolo and given him a $1 million base.
Oh, okay.
When you guys were saying the cap was really, really tight 2 days ago when I mentioned the Garoppolo thing.
When the season ended, James.
Now the cap's not so tight when you're talking about giving Brady more money. So I see how it works.
Well, wait a minute, Jim. Hold on. If you were adding a salary of $20+ million on top of what you've got now, right now we said they've got in free space, what? If you cut Dwayne Allen, like $18 million. So don't tell me it wouldn't have been tight. It would have been tight. Would have been crazy tight. And not only that, I've never said that. It was never about cap space. You need the cap space. You can make the space. You can maneuver and manipulate the salary cap in a number of ways. Quote, sort of. Bill Belichick. I don't remember the exact quote he had, but it was basically that. It wasn't about cap space. It was about were they willing to spend the money, to spend the dollars on keeping both. And with that, you've got to have a plan, and you've got to say, we're moving on from Tom Brady. And had they won the Super Bowl, wow, that's a real tough spot to put them in. Hey, we just won the Super Bowl. Tom Brady just threw for 500 yards, but we're moving on to Garoppolo. If I told you today they're moving on to Garoppolo, and you had never heard from Brady this offseason, would you say, why? Yes, you would.
Yes.
See, what the hell are you talking about?
Yes.
The only reason anyone now
Garoppolo's not being here is allowed Brady to be the way he is.
Is because of the things that Brady has said.
Yes.
Not the things he has done on the field, right. Only the things he has said.
Don't lose sight of that. It could be like, I am quietly training like a maniacal nutjob. I'm going to come out bigger, faster, and stronger at the age of 41, and I'm going to be damn good. But I'm going to let you think, I'm really close to retirement.
If Brady is
great.
Maniacal and Brady plays until 45, there will be no regrets about Garoppolo. I will say that was the right thing.
Yeah,
I won't have any, but they should have kept Jimmy.
It's kind of interesting how when he went to Monaco and he went to Qatar, that his trainer and his three little throwing buddies traveled with him.
Now, if Brady retires in a year after this season, I'll say, you screwed everybody. You screwed him. What are you doing? You said you were playing forever.
Forever.
Ryan is in Rentham today. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. What are you doing in Rentham? Hanging out?
Just hanging out.
Nice.
Bro.
Go for the bear.
Hey,
watch your bear, man.
What's that?
Look out for the Rentham bear. It's
bear.
Very dangerous.
And then the hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. Do you think there's any chance that Brady wants to play till 45 because he knows that the damage the Edelman suspension did to the brand, he has to repair it?
I mean, I think Edelman needs to distance himself from the brand. That's first and foremost.
And if we're being honest, the Edelman thing will be forgotten about in short order. That won't last. Whatever damage has been done to Brady and Guerrero so far, unless something else comes out, unless we get hard,
I mean,
hard evidence that Guerrero was buying or selling PEDs for Edelman.
The two biggest Guerrero clients are Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. Oh, look what's on right now. There they are talking about Gronkowski and Brady and that brand. If one of those guys got busted, that would be the issue. That would be, sorry to, like, I don't want to downplay with Julian, but he's not all in with them.
Yeah, can we go back to that question, though, earlier, too?
What's
about,
that?
We mentioned Gronkowski and Brady. What's the number for these guys? What more do they need, monetarily speaking, this year? Gronk needs like another 2, and Brady needs like another 5. For starters. And Brady will still be underpaid.
See, we know what Brady makes, but we know what the average is. See, and you got to go with the average because he collected on that money. So technically, he got that money up front. you know, whether in the form of bonuses,
except
cash
he was underpaid on his last contract.
Right.
So if you want to divide the number of years,
so if he's at 14,
or look at the cash payments, he's always been underpaid.
So
don't play those games.
So if the average
don't
is
play
what?
Those accounting
Jim,
games.
What's the average? 22.5 his cap?
So meaningless number.
Tack on another $6 million
per year?
I don't know. Yeah. That puts him at 28, the average of 28. Yeah, about another $6 million per.
Yeah, something like that.
That puts him above Garoppolo. He needs to make more than Garoppolo. Average AAV. That's his backup. It's his former backup.
You think he thinks about that? You think he puts it in those terms, or you think his agent puts it in those terms?
I think his agent. I think they got the same agent. I think the agent's playing him back and forth.
You think it's about future money or this year's money?
I think it's about every year money. He's got enough money for future money. He's caring about now. He's doing this in the now. His commentary.
I'm saying you're not going to tack on years. You're just going to give him more money.
Well, I think you tear it up.
No, I mean I would do both. I've already said it. Said repeatedly over this last week.
2 year extension.
I give him a brand new deal that goes for another 2 years.
Yeah,
is what I would do.
And we'll
make a bunch of it a signing bonus,
but
so you can spread it out.
Yes, they don't want to, and you want a short term fix. You've got to come up with, you know, $5 or $6 more million right now, today. I would give him a 4 year deal. Is what I would do. Cash out for Brady the last 4 years. 19, 13, 14, 15. Those are well under market value. He's always been a deal. He's always been at a discount. He has never collected what he is worth, ever, at any point in his career. That shouldn't even be up for debate. I'd give him a 4 year deal. That's what I would do. I'd tear up the current deal, make it a 4 year deal. Make the money work. Make everybody happy. Get him until he's at least 45. Do all of those things. Hardy has our headlines, 617-779-0985. And a recap of Evil Genius last night. We all watched at least 2 episodes. Oh, boy. What a story that is. Erie, Pennsylvania.
Bah, the freaks.
The old bomb around the neck to rob the bank.
This is two hours from my house. This took place.
We'll touch on that next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox lost to the Twins in Minneapolis last night, 6-2 the final. Another good start for Chris Sale. He went 7 innings, allowed 2 runs and 3 hits, but Alex Cora.
One thing about him, he controls what he can control. He's showing up every day whenever he pitches and gives us a chance to win. We have to do a better job those days, you know, score runs for him.
The road trip continues tonight. It's the middle of the 3-game set. David Price goes to the mound, 8-4 record on the year with a 3.76 ERA. He'll oppose Lance Lynn, who's 4-5 with a 4.98 ERA. NHL awards tonight. Both Patrice Bergeron and coach Bruce Cassidy are up for awards. World Cup action. Portugal got the win earlier this morning, 1-0 over Morocco. Coming up here in about another 30 minutes. Uruguay and Saudi Arabia will get underway. Excuse me, Uruguay. Headlines are brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's new 4 for $4 now has more choices than ever. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So last night, 9 p.m., we as a show, five of us,
what a night,
clicked away from the Red Sox. Thank God. A disaster. We'll get to them.
Load the phones up. We'll get to their game.
The meltdown they had. Another wasted Chris Sale start. We clicked off of that, and we went to Netflix for Evil Genius.
That's why we watched
this
stuff.
Was your suggestion as the whole, the listeners, the callers, the tweeters, the tech. No, we don't do text anymore. Thank God. All of you suggesting Evil Genius. Many of you suggesting it. That seemed to be the majority take.
Hardy.
That we had to watch Evil Genius. And let me say this. You did not disappoint.
Who is that on Denver? 1039? Check it on the text line, right? Who does that one?
3039.
3039.
It's, tell us a television program to watch.
We'll talk about it.
30339.
I don't even know if that's a number.
3133.
Throw a number out.
Just go ahead and write us a letter. A telegram, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Put on the
Western Union. Here's a show you need to watch.
Stop. Pony Express it.
Watch this show, I implore you. Stop. Please watch Evil Genius. Stop. I will listen to your program tomorrow to see if you follow my instructions. Stop.
Text stop 3309.
Now we'll talk about that, too. 30933.
30933. Talk about Evil Genius. We'll talk about all these programs.
All right. So Evil Genius last night, we watched it. It's a story about a bank robbery in Erie, Pennsylvania in 2003 with a guy who walked into a bank with a bomb handcuffed. And I say handcuffed because it was a handcuff the size of a neck. It was a manufactured handcuff around this man's neck.
It was awesome.
And
like
he had a bomb attached to it.
You're going to attach something to somebody. This is how you attach
it. A very sophisticated device.
Oh.
That was sophisticated in that it was very hard to, would have been very hard to remove or open, yet the actual explosives and devices that were controlling it on the inside were not so sophisticated. However,
it had to hurt so bad.
We are now two. Maybe I cheated a little bit and watched the start of three.
Did you watch the? You watched the start of three.
I'll start from the very beginning of three again tonight. Don't worry, but I'm going to tell you, wow, this show is incredible as they start to figure it out.
Now this took place.
I don't know that they've started to figure it out, Beetle.
It's not so
at this
well.
Oh, maybe at the start of three, but through two episodes, they haven't figured out.
Don't give it up.
Because they do a great job of, at the end of the episode, throwing 12 more things at you that are going to come up in the next one.
Oh, you ain't crazy. I was blown away by the price of gas, $169.90 a gallon.
That's where you're blown away.
That was my main takeaway.
Mine was the custom fabricated handcuff, the neck handcuff,
the neck cuff. Awesome. And the only way they could get it off was by.
Well, they had to decapitate the guy once he had died. The bomb exploded around his neck. Not to ruin it for you.
Caring decapitated.
They had to. I feel like we're now giving spoilers.
You couldn't even have a viewing.
We're getting spoilers. Spoiler
alert. It's been out for a long time.
Oh,
we told people
late.
We were going to watch the first episode or two last night.
This poor coroner, he's involved in multiple deaths in the course of this show. Where he's going to get interviewed about all of them. And he talks about, well, you know, everybody involved, ATF, FBI, state police in Pennsylvania, they really wanted to make sure the evidence of the bomb was preserved, and they couldn't, you know, get this device off the guy's neck without destroying the device in some fashion. So what did they do? They cut the guy's head off to remove it without damaging
the
device.
Yeah, we got to take a good look at this device. So instead of cutting it off, let's cut his head off. Like, who came up with that?
That's what they did. They cut the man's head off.
Wouldn't you come in with a sawzall from the back and just take out?
No, because they didn't want to damage the device. They wanted to keep the device intact. They wanted to study the evidence, see if they could determine where it was made, how it was made, who had it, who made it.
My biggest takeaway from this thing, that the
price of gas.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation found that there was no attachment between the two to the killings. They actually stood there with their arms crossed, four of them.
No, they
press conference.
They cleared Bill Rothstein.
The freak that is Bill Rothstein, who looks like, okay, he did it. He's the guy with the freezer. Could you imagine opening a freezer and that smell?
Yeah, there's no way we can talk about this without giving it all away. So let's just ask a couple of bigger questions because a lot of people...
No, how did they clear Bill Rothstein in the first place?
I want to know how they cleared him. Just go in his garage.
He wrote a suicide... He didn't kill himself, but he wrote a suicide note. And the first item on his suicide note was, this has nothing to do with the guy who got blown up in the parking lot. What? Wait,
Watch cop shows?
Yeah, of course.
Do they ever tell the guy that they really like?
I watched Miami Vice back in the day.
Do they ever tell the guy that they really like for the crime that we really like you for this crime?
No, they never do.
In fact, they
pretend that they don't like him for the crime.
There you go. There you go. So I'm thinking maybe that's it. Now maybe
they publicly cleared him, even though they hadn't really cleared him.
Maybe the federal BI did really clear him, but my guess is at this point
we're still on him.
They still suspected him, but we're gonna publicly clear him and see what he does next. Now
we're gonna track him.
Now
I'm just telling you they're going to unclear him. They are going to unclear him is what they're gonna do.
Well, they have to, otherwise why are they focusing so much on these people?
Right.
Now listen, a lot of people remember this crime. The pizza bomber, is that what they called him?
Pizza bomber, yes.
All right.
Poor guy's just
goes to deliver
pizza.
A pizza.
Guess what our intern's doing? Starting his new job this afternoon. He's delivering pizza.
Delivering pizza.
Dude, don't let him put
for the old bomber on the neck.
Don't let him touch
with instructions to the PNC Bank.
He's a little freak.
When he's delivering the pizza, they strap the bomb around his neck and force him to rob a bank. Does not look like he was being forced. He was way too calm when the cops pulled him over afterward. Yes. My question is, he did get money out of the bank. Was the money in the car? Like, what happened to the money that he brought from the bank?
It was only $8,000,
right? He said it was only, like, what, $5,000 or
$8,000. $8,000.
It was still sitting in the car.
Right.
Was
next
it?
To the pack of Camels and Marlboros, right?
I don't know.
Was that a Geo Metro?
I don't know what that thing was. It's the ugliest car I've ever seen. With, like, cloth interior.
Well, that guy was off to begin with.
It was rear had to smell like in that thing.
Ugh. But
hot summer day.
And I don't know that we'll get an answer at the end of this docu-series, but it seems like he's in on it, at least a little bit.
Who do you think did it? I mean, I think the series kind of frames it in a way that it's two people.
Probably the hottest girl in all of Erie, who was Marjorie.
I don't know if the hot girl was in on it, but I think that Bill guy was in on it, and I think his old roommate was in on it.
My instinct tells me it's Bill and Marjorie.
The guy, the people who lived right next to where the pizza was delivered.
Yeah, I think they're playing games. I think let's mess with some people. Let's get them. Yeah.
I think it's Bill and Marjorie. I think it's the two people that are accusing each other of it.
When Bill showed up with the overalls with six pens and pencils tucked in with a little notepad there, he said, this sucker's guilty. That's when I said, he's it. He did it.
Right, when it's, no, she did this. No, he did this. Oh, guess what? They both did.
He's like, well, she kind of told me.
That's what I think the show's trying to.
I was trying to stall you guys by buying a meat grinder. And this is where I cut. We took a blowtorch to the rifle and melted it down. I'm like, this dude is sick. He is sick. And we're going to cut the body up. We're going to dispose of it here. It's why the rubber sheets are hanging. But I was doing this all as like a time thing just until I could get to you guys to tell you she did it.
It's amazing you can get any work done in that house. Stuff everywhere.
I mean, what a weirdo, huh?
But neither one of those two built that bomb. Like Ding Dong Bill. With the overalls.
They said he's a genius now. They said he's extremely smart to the point where he can't stop anything. And he's,
genius.
Yep. And he has money. Comes genius. From wealth. They used to kick him in the shins?
The roommate that went missing and they interviewed him. And
who was a rapist, by the way.
Oh, right.
This story has so many like turns and twists and additions where there's multiple guys dead.
Freaking
there's
Western
a bunch of guys in the past who have died or were murdered. Then there's a random guy who was a roommate who was a rapist.
What's the guy's
name?
You've
got a guy who was blown up in a parking lot with a bomb strapped to his neck.
Was it Bill Roven? What's the guy's name?
What the hell?
I got my clothes don't fit.
This story is nuts.
And he's such a nice guy with his little glasses and his hat.
Truth, stranger than fiction. Per usual. The real stories are the best ones.
Like, there are people like this.
Often the craziest and most unbelievable.
How many cats he had? Three cats. Two are dead, so they came to confiscate the two dead cats. They fed the other ones just to keep them.
Yeah, they
How
left
about
food,
the fact
they
that
left
they
food
put,
and water for the other cats.
I might ruin something for you guys here, but they took all the stuff out of Marjorie's home. Everything, every item, and put it into evidence.
Yeah.
Did you see that yet?
No.
That was.
You saw that?
They took it out. They were lining up all the furniture out in the yard. They were in one
every
suits.
Item in the home.
Yeah.
Was taken out and
feces.
Put into storage.
They talked
as
about
evidence.
Adult feces inside.
Well, I remember when they were going through one of the homes. Were they both hoarders?
They were trying to find the murder scene.
By the way, there's hoarding in the show. They're both hoarders. And by the way,
it's a good looking crew. Like when you want to go to bed, where do you lay down?
They took everything out and put it into evidence, and it was still there years later. Which is going to come up again in episode 3, which we will be watching tonight.
Can't believe you cheated on us.
I love it. Love it. Yes.
So there's only 4 altogether?
4.
All right.
4 episodes?
That's all it is, Hardy.
That's what Tom just told
you. And then
it's done? Hardy, we're halfway done.
Some
of us are more than halfway done.
Yes.
And then it's over?
And then it's over. Just like that, it's over.
Oh, my God.
We had the live tweets last night. I think everybody was enjoying the experience.
I lost it. When he blew up, I lost it. I rewound it. I'm slowing it down. I'm trying to rewind.
Although I did tweet the $17.99 pizza special at Mamma Mia's, and somebody asked me if it was the one in Plymouth or Easton.
How the hell?
Not following along.
It's whichever one that the intern's going to
so
be delivering
for. It's Northwestern Pennsylvania. It's Hickville. You got $1.69 per gallon gas, and you're supposed to think that two pizzas for $18 is a deal back in 2003 at some small-ass pizza joint? That ain't no deal.
Maybe get sodas with it.
You got to get something else. I'm
thinking
like two toppings.
I thought it was fancy. They spelled pizzeria with...
That's no deal.
So wait, it was two large pizzas for how much?
$17.99. I thought it was with toppings, too. No?
$17.99? That doesn't seem like a great deal in 2003.
You get better deals now.
I tell you what, if that's still the case, I'm moving to Erie. I'm going to open up a Little Caesars.
No
kidding. Show those people about Hot and Ready.
Do Papa
oh
John's.
Oh, my God.
Papa John's, they like make them for 10 cents each.
I'm going to turn that town upside down.
Go nuts. Erie seems like the place to be. Real up-and-coming type of place.
20 minutes from each state.
20 minutes. Yeah, 20 minutes to New York. 20 minutes to Ohio. Oh, two places. Two places you really don't care to go, I would say. You know what? On second thought, I'll just stay here in Erie.
The winter's really nice there.
Yeah? I'm sure the lake effect snow there is beautiful at that time of year. In the middle of winter in Erie. 617-779-0985. You had any thoughts on that? We welcome them. We are going to get to David Price, who pregame last night lost his mind again. You'll hear it next.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
David, I'm going to talk about you and we surgeon death 7-8 times out. You've been... unhittable.
Just like we talked about after my last game, you know, it's the same question that was asked. Just better fastball command.
How about your confidence level now?
When you asked me 5 days ago, you know, my confidence hasn't changed. You're 2 for 2 with the same questions right now. 2 for 2.
Johnny Miller, WBZ Radio, asking David Price a couple of questions. Clearly, David Price has
It's a dick again.
Has an issue with Johnny asking questions.
He pitches tonight, right? Can we push this viewing back a little bit to make sure that we're going to visually watch him get rocked tonight?
So he's clearly hot last night pregame.
Come on, 3 innings, baby. Come on.
Didn't we just talk? When did we talk about David Price on this show? 2-3 days ago?
Yeah.
What did we do?
Like,
what did we
he's
talk about?
Really good?
Hey, this guy's pitching really well now.
He's actually one of the good things that's going on.
The
right
only
now.
Reason we talked about David Price was to praise him.
Yeah.
That happened on this very show. Now Zoe chimed in with his, yeah, but he's gonna do it against the Yankees.
No, I just said that's fact.
That Yankee
but that's
thing.
Fact.
Dan Shaughnessy, by the way, was with us yesterday.
Now that's
Dan Shaughnessy was brought to us by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MoheganSun.com. No, you know when he has to do it against the Yankees? October.
Yeah.
Really? Listen, if he doesn't do it against the Yankees in the regular season, it's still the regular season.
They play him in a week, right?
And it will be the same thing. Nothing will have changed. Mm-hmm. If he gets shelled against the Yankees in the regular season, it's the same story with him. It always is.
Yeah.
And you can say, see, you can point to it. You know what I'm more concerned with? That he gets that Yankee thing figured out by the time he gets to the playoffs, if they are so lucky to be playing in a series with the Yankees. So, that was the open. He's upset with
Johnny.
He
lines up to pitch Sunday Night Baseball against the Yankees July 1st, by the way.
Good.
Oh,
if it stays in line, that
Thank
is
you,
now.
Jesus.
There's an off day, so things
Thank
could change.
You.
But
things could easily change. We'll
oh,
wait and
please.
See. That was a start last night, so clearly he's in a bad mood. Because, again, he has, the charlatan complex? What do we call that? We talked about it at Baseball Tavern a few weeks back.
Martyr?
Martyr. He's yes. a martyr.
Yeah. Right, you know what? Yeah.
That was the last time he spoke when he was pitching well.
That's right. I'm going to be Ricky Bobby's
he's
dad.
He's got the martyr
and I'm gonna,
complex.
Yeah, things are going too good right now. I'm going to throw a wrench into this thing.
Right.
Johnny Miller, of all people.
So
poor
he's,
Johnny.
He's got the martyr complex. And
two crap questions, Johnny. Two of the same questions.
And things are
two
going well, and people are giving two him praise two. And saying he's pitching well. And look at the run of success he's had here. This could be important for him. This could be good for him. Ever since he got cleared medically with his issues, whichever one you want to pick, he's been good.
And when you asked me 5 days ago, you know, my confidence hasn't changed. You're 2 for 2 with the same questions right now. 2 for 2.
2 for 2. All right, maybe he calmed down then, right? Maybe he got into a better mood once the questions changed. Is that right? I mean, how are you feeling? General question, how you doing? How you feeling? One of those deals?
Was that way?
Does it feel like mid-June, considering where your arm is, your body?
It feels like October 20th right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You just asked me how it felt, and I said October 20th. So
it's like in terms of being tired.
Yeah, man, I'm 32. I'll be 33 in October, so it feels that way.
So I don't know if he's trying to be funny. I think he is. Like, oh, I'm going to be a real wise ass. It's not funny. Like, no one's getting a laugh out of it. He's not even getting a laugh out of it. Zo, this is like your real feel temperature, this question and answer.
Yeah.
But he's doing it just to be an idiot.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand.
Just ask me how I felt, and I said October 20th.
So. All right, so you're just going to be a jackass until the end of time, so we should just regard you as... That's David Price.
Yeah.
He's a total jackass.
Dirt.
He's not easy to root for.
Right.
We hope he leaves. Is that what he wants?
Yeah.
Does he want it? That's where we're at. That's what he wants us
that's
to. He wants that now. He desires that. He likes that.
That's where we're at.
Okay. Leave
he just
town,
constantly
David.
Brings up the same stuff people are criticizing for. He can't pitch in October and he's getting older. That's why he said that. He can't pitch in October and he's getting older. That's why he brought up the $217 million a couple years ago with Trenny asking the question. He brings up constantly the stuff people criticize
so
him for.
So this is the proof. This right here to me is the proof because he's pitching well. There were no bad questions in there. No one was trying to needle him or be a jerk to him or put him in a bad spot or ask him questions that would...
Ask him a question about confidence.
How you doing? You confident? How you feeling? It's mid-June. You feeling pretty good? He's been on a good run.
No one's talking about him in a negative way. Seven good starts.
No one's saying anything bad about him right now. The question marks about him, can he do it against the Yankees? Can he do it in October? He is getting older. Are questions you have about any pitcher, they're not exclusive to David Price, and he can't accept anything good. Let's just arrive at that conclusion. Today, June 20th, 2018, David Price can accept nothing that is good, nothing that is positive. He cannot do it. He must be miserable. He's happy when he's miserable. He prefers to be miserable. That is who he is. That is his personality. Okay. So he's a miserable jackass, and that's what we could just chalk it up to from now on. He's not done, by the way. Here's more from Price. He's not done. We want to get to it on the... Yeah, okay. We'll get to headlines with Hardy. We'll get to headlines with Hardy. We'll play the third clip coming up.